Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hi there. My. Today is April 15th. Tax day. 365 days in the year. You work like the dickens to make it. And just when you're ready to start eating steady, the government's ready to take it. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners, not only locally, nationally, but world. Discover what the world has to say. Thousands and thousands of shows and millions of listeners. And I'm looking out across the pond. I'm in a suburb of Chicago. I'm Chicago bred and born. You all know that. Yesterday, I was in my studio room, and I was busy working. And, you know, I just take a breather, stand up and yawn and stretch, and I happened to look out, and it was snowing. You see, when I heard that it was going to snow, I thought, oh, I think they just got ahead of themselves, or they made an oopsie. And during the evening, it snowed. And it snowed. I woke up this morning. Well, the pond wasn't frozen, and the geese were out and about like they are right now. But every car in the parking lot was covered with snow. And the land around the pond is snow. Mother Earth is very, very unhappy. Stop and think. The analogy that I'm going to use. Stop and think of the horrendous weather we've had in places where it's supposed to be tranquil. Now, stop and think of all of the killings we've had around the country. Yeah, and in Chicago, too. I think the powers to be in Chicago had better get their head on straight. I'm Chicago bred and born. Come on. I lived in the Gold Coast. I lived on Michigan Avenue. Even I would think twice about traveling downtown to Chicago. Would I do it? Of course I would do it. Remember, I performed at Zany's a couple of years ago in Love Letters, and we had to drive in. But it's the road rage. It's the people that are so filled with hate. And let me go back to that guy in Ohio who is filled with hate for his neighbor, who was a woman with children with disabilities. Her husband has dementia, and her son is paralyzed. And this guy did inspicable things to them, rubbing feces on the son's car window and on the wheelchair ramp. I want to take him and dunk him in a bunch of elephant turd. He is one ugly, ugly, depraved human being. And if I were that judge, I would give him 15 years in jail. Not just on, what was it, what he had to sit out for a couple of hours at a corner on one of the streets there, saying, I'm a bully. What's the matter with that judge? He needs his head examined. Oh, can you imagine what a joy that ugly man must be to live with? He's a gassy old geezer, and he's giving aging a bad reputation, but more about him later. I'm doing a show about bullying. But today's show, Elephants and Africa. I was there, I think it was, 1984, How many? Oh, my. The minute you say Africa to me, I'm just, 1984. I can't believe it was 30 years ago. Yeah, because I was 50. What a magical time. What a magical journey, and I would go back. I could live in the foreign countries. I love their history. I love the drama. And until you've been on a photo safari in Africa, you have no idea about that. The vibration. Marie-Pierre Griffin, who owned the travel agency, actually in that January of 1984, I wanted to go to Anna Osland's spa in Romania, and I wanted to dance with the gypsies up in the mountains. No, Kathy, you're going to Africa. I don't want to go to Africa. I want to go to Romania. Well, I couldn't fight then. Sharon and Marie-Pierre, they worked together. I thought, am I going to have to kill you, or should I go? Let me rephrase that. Do I have to hurt you, or should I just elect to go to Africa? She said, you're going to Africa. Oh, man, what a trip. What a trip. And I'll give you a little overview of it. And I have Bob, our son, in Nebraska and Denver. He makes baby elephants out of tie wire. And I'm looking at the mama and her two babies right now. I mean, he sits with his hands and he molds an elephant. And I have the original that he made for me years ago when I lived at the Doral Plaza on Michigan Avenue. I resonate with elephants. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. You can email Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I Studio at sbcglobal.net. You could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. And be sure and log on to my website, Kathy Watson Speaks. CathyWatsonSpeaks.com. And yeah, you're going to click on the video, which is Timeless Rhythms of Soul in Shakespeare, but then go to books. And the first one is The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. You know all about that. It's an e-book. But then you'll see the cover of The Heart of the Lion. I wrote this with Tom Puttrick and his brother Steve, his wife Bobby. Steve did the cover of The Heart of the Lion, and Bobby, his wife, did the cover of The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. What talent these young people have. And Tom's new book coming out, The Second Coming. Oh, fasten your seatbelts. You're going to soar. You won't be able to put the book down. It's not quite ready for distribution, but I'll let you know how and when you could buy it and where and how much. But let's go to the Heart of the Lion. It's an adventurous, exciting, mystical, supernatural, and romantic. The relationship of the main characters and how they relate to Africa. Another fascinating component is that while the story is fictional, there are some segments that are true. Yeah. A Chicago broadcast journalist is obsessed with making the pilgrimage across the Serengeti to solve the mystery behind a gold amulet given to her father during World War II. The spirit reincarnate unites with one of God's chosen creatures. A world apart, they become one in the land of Africa. All ages, everyone and anyone that enjoys a mystical, romantic adventure, the young at heart. Story is relative. It may entertain, bring joy, may enlighten or sadden one's heart. The African adventure is compelling. The book is important because it entertains the adventuresome and appeals to those that may embrace reincarnation. This is the first collaboration, Tom Puttrick with Kathy Watson. Now, you know, dealing with the supernatural is always unprecedented. The theme of reincarnation is controversial, and the book explores this in great detail. The purpose of the book is to entertain, enlighten, to expose the reader to a wonderful journey of the mind. My experience, I'm quoting Tom, in the supernatural realm, I've witnessed and believed them to be true. Kathy's journey to Africa gives firsthand knowledge of the story's background. In Tom Puttrick's life, he experienced three actual supernatural experiences, two police sightings in life. Now, this is where it really gets surreal. I mean, I was like, what? While writing the book, Tom and Kathy shared an unusual coincidence regarding the characters. Tom had no way of knowing that the names he chose were actually the names of Kathy's parents. It was only after discussions in the beginning that Kathy asked Tom, "How did you know my parents' name? And that Luke was Uncle Luca that lived with us?" He said he just knew. My father's name was Peter. My mother's name was Mary. And the mystical lion, he named Luca. And oh, our Uncle Luca was just precious. Our agenda is to alert the media that there is a book covering the subject of paranormal activity and reincarnation, while embracing suspense and romance. Tom's experience with the paranormal and Kathy's intuitiveness have blended to create a phenomenal book. Africa has always been referred to as a dark continent. Continent of Africa exposed. A romantic story tracking, tracing the spiritual and personal growth of two people desperately searching for the true meaning of life. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners globally. Discover what the world has to say. The shows are archived, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, and click on any of the dates. I see. Last week we did the history of money, money myths. It was all about money. And there's going to be more of that. Now, this week, today it's elephants in Africa. On Wednesday at 8 a.m., an unlikely ballerina. And on Thursday at 11 a.m., The Fittest Loser, Part 1. We're having the competition here, weight loss. And on Friday at 6:30 a.m., it is Part 2, the Fittest Loser. There's a great deal of psychology involved in weight loss. And their perseverance, their determination. It's like the Olympics. Did you watch Dancing with the Stars on Sunday, the ice skaters? Well, Dancing with the Stars was last night, but the ice skaters had a preview of what they'll be doing on the road. It's skating, stardom, whatever. And they were the Olympiads that you were able to see in Sochi. They're determined. You know, just to get to Sochi, just to get to be selected is an honor. But they wanted to stand on the platform for one of the medals. You know, that's pretty much the attitude that I had when I did the Fight for Air Climb, the American Lung Association. I know that I've told you, I mean, it's just still so uplifting. Last year, at the age of 79, I did the 50 flights in 24 minutes. Yeah, I'm an octogenarian. October 15th, 2013, I celebrated my 80th year climbing and moving higher on the path of life, which has no end. Only new beginnings, new portals, new vistas to open. Come join me. Come climb with me. I did this climb in 9 minutes and 9 seconds. Don't ask me how I did it. I just did. But I have to do a disclaimer right now. Check with your doctor. Where stair climbing and walking are just the best exercises in the world because you don't need any equipment. You need a place to walk. You need a place to climb. But you have to be careful of your shoes and you have to look at the condition of your heart. So please check with your medical doctor because the dynamics change when you're in that stairwell. And no, you're not. I don't compete. I don't compare. And thank you, American Lung Association, for sending me a certificate and a plaque that says 2014 Fight for Air Climb, Kathy Watson Inspiration Award 2014. I was the only one. I was the only octogenarian. Why is that? Why do you give in so soon? Why do you listen to television and Hollywood? 50, 60, 70, 80 plus, we are shaping the world. And if you don't think that you can't be gorgeous in your 70s and 80s, go to one of the senior pageants, the Ms. Senior America pageant that I was in. The Beauties of America pageant that I was in. Absolutely stunning women with purpose, panache, style, and grandeur, and glamour. I have flyers with the climb, from fitness to fashion. Then I have another flyer that accompanies it. Kathy Watson, an octogenarian and a fashionista with a can-do attitude, and how to contact me. And the Japanese have a wonderful formula. Start slow. You know, it's like New Year's resolutions. Good on intention, but lousy on execution. You sit down. You even write them out. In 72 hours, they're gone. Absolutely gone. So get your pen and pad out, and you're going to have a to-do list. I can do. What is it? You know, because you see, your life, every morning you wake up, your life is your landscape, and it's bare. You're the one that creates the excitement in your life. What is it that you want to do? I think it would be great for Live with Kathy to take a cruise. first to Hawaii and then come back and board a plane for Africa. What a legacy you would be leaving. The winter of our life? Uh-uh. It's the springtime of my life. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. How is your life going? What dream do you have still dancing in your heart? What are you going to do about it? You could call in and share with me, 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. You could write to me, Kathy Studio, at sbcglobal.net. You could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And then log on to my website. Oh, I have to add my latest climb. So what are you going to do today? You see, yesterday you planned today. And by all the wonderful things that you did yesterday, your today is a given. It's going to turn out just the way you want it to. Or are you at the brunt of naysayers, non-believers? Well, if I can't have it, I'm going to make sure that she can't. Clean house. Release them to their highest good and say au revoir. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And Africa is the mystical land of vibrational energy. The continent belongs to the animals. My itinerary 30 years ago, I see it as clear as a bell. It was a warm day. And June 7th to the 20th. And Richard Arve, he passed away. We had a meeting with a gentleman that was really intrigued with a product and a skin product that Richard created, but Richard couldn't let go. He couldn't let go of anyone. I walked out of that meeting. I was ready to bop him. But the more exciting thing is that I took a cab to the airport, and a group of women were there waiting for me. Our tour. So we boarded the plane in Chicago to New York, and it was delayed. The plane from Chicago to New York was delayed. But then we landed in Nairobi, Kenya. Then went on to the Abadir's Country Club, on to the Ark, Samburu Lodge, Mount Kenya Safari Club, Kikurak Lodge, on to Kilaguni and Amboseli. And in the background, the majestic Mount Kilimanjaro. Signposted, I could see it, the pausing that you're hearing, I turned on my movie camera, and I said, rewind to Africa. There's a sign posted in Kilaguni Lodge, and while you're sitting there, you have a viewing area. The planes are out there, and the ponds are there. All the animals come to drink, and they don't fight. It's water. But inside the lodge, with all of their magnificent wood carvings, I brought back a calabash, but I'll tell you about that. I would have loved to have brought home a wood carving, but it was just too cumbersome. But in the lodge where you're having a nice little refreshing drink, there's a sign posted. Animals are requested to be quiet whilst guests are drinking and vice versa. We had to be quiet too. And then on to Amboseli, a herd of elephants crossing. There was a sign posted that said, "Beware of elephants, they have the right of way." And on our way to Amboseli, I took a photo, I have it here. A herd of 16 elephants crossing, the mamas, the papas, teenagers, and the babies. Oh. And at the Asamburu Game Reserve, I have photos of the Maasai dancers performing. And my favorite song is "My Land is Kenya," Roger Whittaker. What a journey. Now, in the paper, I think it was March 11th on Tuesday, there's this cute little wild elephant in Amboseli National Park in Kenya, is seen reacting to sounds played by scientists in experiments that show that they can distinguish between human languages and genders. They could tell whether it's male or female. And when we were at the Ark, Evelyn and I were just exhausted. And there was a viewing area because all of the elephants come there at night to drink, to socialize. It's their gathering place. And we missed it all. We just couldn't stay up and be part of that excitement. But they found, in the Maasai language. Oh, the Maasai, you know that they don't suffer from arthritis or any back problems or anything. They walk everywhere. And their posture is as straight as it could be. And they have sandals on, and they walk with a big stick because they're crossing the land. And you never know when one of the animals might want to get up front and cozy with you. Dr. Hughes had it right. Horton really does hear a who. Wild elephants can distinguish between human languages, and they can tell whether a voice comes from a man, woman, boy, a new study says. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? Oh. That's what researchers found when they played recordings of people for elephants in Kenya. Scientists say this is advanced thinking skill other animals haven't shown. It lets elephants figure out who is a threat and who isn't. Well, the results show that while humans are studying elephants, the clever elephants are also studying people and drawing on their fame powers of memory. Basically, they have developed this very rich knowledge of the humans that they share with habitat, said McComb, a professor of animal behavior and cognition at the University of Sussex in England. Memory is key. They must build up that knowledge somehow. Now, the study aired Monday in the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. It's close, but not quite like the Dr. Seuss book where the empathetic elephant Horton hears something that others can't. McComb and colleagues went to Amboseli. I was there. National Park in Kenya, where hundreds of wild elephants live among humans, sometimes coming in conflict over scarce water. The scientists used voice recordings of Maasai men who on occasion kill elephants in confrontation over grazing for cattle, and Kamba men who are less of a threat to the elephants. The recordings contain the same phrase in two languages. Look over there. A group of elephants is coming. By about a 2-to-1 margin, the elephants reacted defensively, retreating and gathering in a bunch. More to the Maasai language recording because it was associated with the more threatening human tribe. Oh, they are making such a fine level discrimination using human skill languages. They're able to acquire quite detailed knowledge. The only way of doing this is with an exceptionally large brain. They repeated the experiment with recordings of Maasai men and women. Since women almost never spear elephants, the animals reacted less to the women's voices. The same thing happened with young men's voices. But they were threatened when the men came on. When they heard their voice, they became very defensive. Making this kind of fine distinctions in human voice patterns is quite remarkable, said Emory University animal cognition expert Fons DeWall, who was not part of the study. While it shows quite a bit about elephant intelligence and adaptability, it also indicates a problem, said biologist Josh Plotnick, founder of Think Elephants International, a research and advocacy group. This is both fascinating in that it supports evidence we already have that these animals are behaviorally quite flexible, but also sad because it suggests that the conflict between humans and elephants is growing. And that's a fact. How could you kill anything? How can you kill anything? Go and see Dr. Seuss's show, Horton and the Who. Oh, by the way, that reminds me, a little sidebar here. I remember seeing that movie with John William, Master John William. He is our grandson, and he's going to be 14 on August 22nd. And he called me yesterday. And I said, Tootsie, your Easter card is on the way. Be sure and call Grammy the minute you get it. Oh, but he said, I have some news for you. This is the most conversation I've gotten out of him. They just don't talk unless they're with their peers. He made the National Honor Society. He has a better than 3.5 grade average in high school or middle school. I don't know what school he's in. But congratulations, John William. Well, I knew you were brilliant. I told you that when I held you for the first time and I whispered in your ear over and over again that you were the best baby in the whole world. You were smart. You were loving. You were kind and cute as a button. You make us proud. You bring fame to the family name. Watson Kennedy. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm just going to take a little interruption because I want to read to you the journal that I wrote going to Africa. It's going to be a movie. You know how you just know? You know that you know that you know? But, oh, here's a little sadness, but we have to do it because it's pandemic. I'm sharing with you a PSA. Seniors, beware. And it's brought to you by the contributing authors in Choices. Write down the book Choices. There are 13 of us that shared our journey with you from the beginning to where we are today in hopes and our expectation that it will spur you on, will give you the excitement, the impetus to say, well, if they could do it, I could do it too. We've all been tested with tragedies, unhappiness. Don't let it stop you. Get the book, Think and Grow Rich, by Napoleon Hill. He said that everyone stops 3 inches from gold. And you could get it in the book choices. You see, the contributing authors really care. I'm looking at an article just a couple of weeks ago. Wire transfer error averts scam saves a Mount Prospect woman $55,000. But what on earth was she thinking? You have a grandson, and you get a call that he was in a serious accident in Minnesota. Wouldn't you call the grandson locally to say, where are you? She went to the bank. It didn't go through, and the scam came from Canada. She got her money back, less a, I don't know, handling fee. Don't you know that the con and scam artists are like actors? Oh, they know how to target their prey. They're pros at sweet talk. They're auditioning to you for you to give them your money. And they're so good that based on reports, victims who are 55 plus lose $3 billion a year. But the true figure is many times higher because most of these crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. Don't let that be you. I got the Fraud Fighter Hotline through Art Magazine, 1-800-646-2283. Hang up. Don't give them any information. You can't be that bored. You're designing your life. You can't be that bored. What's wrong with you? Stoi sebum. In Croatian, it's what's with you. They come to your door, call the police. They call you on the phone asking for money. Oh, I get it through the mail. Oh, by the way, according to the 3 scams that I've been exposed to, I should be $5 million richer, but they wanted money from me. I took it to my banker, personal banker. He made copies of it to show others. No, you are not going to win the lottery by sending someone $19.95. No. But then did you listen to my show about a little town in Spain? 264 people went to bed one night and woke up the next morning, and they bought into El Gordo, the fat one, the biggest lottery in the world. And you don't have to spend a ton of money. They won. They became millionaires overnight. But no one called them and said, you have to send us money, and then we'll send you your money. You know, Europe thinks we're a little insane. We're dumb. And yeah, I'm beginning to believe we are. Why? You earned that money the old-fashioned way, you worked for it. And I have to tell you, casinos, gambling casinos that send out buses to the senior centers to pick the seniors up, and they give them little treats. Let me take your retirement money. And they're building more casinos. They're buying more jet planes. Do you think they're losing money? I didn't say you couldn't go, but you're going to take $20, $25, no credit cards, no nothing. And when you lose that, you stop playing. Did you hear me? You stop playing. Well, the PSA has been brought to you in part by contributing authors in Choices. You could get the book through me. You could log on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Author House. It's available in soft, hard, ebook, Kindle, and Nook. You've got to read the story. This is Bonnie Rooks. Bonnie passed away last year, but her spirit is alive and rocking. She was possibly the oldest woman working in a steel mill alongside the men, not sitting at a desk. I said alongside the men building railroads, laying down the ties. You got to read her amazing story in Choices. She was 88. And then there's Rhea. Oh, an old soul. In life, there are so many roads to travel, so many choices to make, but the reality is you just gotta be you. Rhea's journey is inspiring. Oh, you'll experience the choices she made that came back to serve her and embrace her, and the choices she made that came back to bite her in the butt. But she said, Kathy, without that happening, how could I grow? How could I learn? We learn from making little boo-boos and oopsies. And then there's Chuck Brazelton. Brazelton Insurance Agency, providing financial and insurance services. Grew up on a farm in Illinois. In his chapter, his story, from frozen fingertips to toes, started his business at the kitchen table. They're all entrepreneurs, solopreneurs. They said, no guts, no glory. And then Steven Stressler, the CEO of Reviva Labs, the leader in skincare. How do I know? I've been with them for 40 years. I said, Stefan, you and I have lasted longer than most marriages. Why? Because the products are affordable and they work. The results are amazing. From humble beginnings to success, read his story in Choices. And then what about Lee Puttrick? Entrepreneur extraordinaire. Challenges never stopped Lee from achieving her goals. Her desire was and still is to help all ages improve their health and wealth right now. This is April 15th. The month of April is half over. Will you have enough money at the end of the month to pay all of your bills? 1973, she walked into corporate America and said, I quit. I'm not going to make all of you linear guys look good anymore. I'm out of here. I want my own business. Her husband thought she was insane. But she wasn't. She has the formula. I'll have her on the air, and you'll get a kick out of how she made it to the Millionaires Club, how she was able to win 8 new cars, and how she was able to traverse the world 18 times. And no guts, no glory. And she's adopted. Read her story in Choices. And then there's Sandy Hutchings. Ageless, dynamic diva with panache, purpose, glamour, style, vitality. Her passion is ownership. And it's reflected in her Florida real estate investment, Gulf Breeze Cottages on Sanibel Island. And, of course, you'll want to read my story on how learning what our greatest freedom is changed my life forever. And it was brought to my attention by Bill when he was 12 years old. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners in all the world. The guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Write to me, Post Office Box 95913. Web is kathywatsonspeaks.com. Click on all of C buttons and watch the video. Hey, did you ever dream of being on radio? A call to action. Would you like to be part of the Kathy Watson Live with Kathy talk radio show, the consortium? Variety of topics, maybe controversial, but never, never boring. I have an introductory program. 10 weeks. You and I talk. You call 847-882-8717. And we see if you're a match. We'll see just how determined you are to get your purpose, your business, your service, your product out there. I don't know what it is. I'm not a mind reader. Yeah, sometimes I am. And it's heard 4 times a week in my voice. And oh, all of you out there, I'm working on getting music piped in during my show. It's a sure thing by the Eric Dorn Trio, and our youngest Bob is the drummer. But in the meantime, now we decide, okay, the fee is so affordable. I mean, it's ridiculously low, but I want to help you. See, I'm here to help you. I'm here for you to find out who you really are. Who are you? What are you? And where are you going? Write that down. Who are you? Now, what are you that embraces? Are you a philanthropist? Are you a naysayer? Do you have a can-do attitude? Are you an encourager? Are you overloaded with toxic negative thinking? Are you blaming everyone in the whole world? That's what we want to know. And then where are you going to go? So then now you're invited to co-host a show with me. And you get to listen to it because it's archived. And then we sit down and we tweak it. No constructive criticism here. We tweak it. Were you convincing? Were you passionate? Would you run to the phone to talk to Kathy or whoever and want to know more about your product, your service? No guts, no glory. And it's archived, and then you tell the whole world that you were a co-host. Now you're a celebrity, and it costs you next to nothing. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers, District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. My mission and purpose is to acknowledge iron workers and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. To illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn? College affiliate. You have to log on to ironworkers.org. You have to qualify. Imagine after 4 years the apprenticeship is over with whatever you chose, and you don't have any tuition fees to pay. But if you're going to college, don't waste the time and the money. A blink of an eye, you'll be waiting in line for Social Security, if there is any. That reminds me, I want you to join the cause. Okay, let me finish with this, and then I'll remind you what you have to do. With Medicare and Social Security, because sticky fingers in Washington want our money. Log on www.ironworkers.org. And then you could call me if you want the 8-minute total running time, the Iron Workers with a Noble Profession opening with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man, and then transitioning into Swan Lake, Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and embracing the fluid, graceful movements of the swan. Arduous work. Oh, you'll love it, and it's affordable. So you log on, ironworkers.org, or call me at 847-882-8717. And you do know that I work out at the Hoffman Estates Park District. They won the National Gold Medal Award for Excellence in 2009. Enrica Cuff put together a 50-plus consortium. She's the director of it. Oh, bored and lonely? Everything in life is choice. Log on, heparks.org. And I know that Greg McIntyre, our CPA, our tax man, he's inundated. And I had a call last week from California about someone, about money matters and a financial planner. I gave you all of that information. Go back, click on the dates. You need a financial planner. We need to teach kids about finances, and it starts in grammar school. What are you giving them an allowance for? What did they do to earn it? Then what are they doing with it? Splurging. ahtax@ameritech.net. The stress of money, the stress of death, the stress of marriage, the stress of divorce. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Log on to RevivaLabs.com, RevivaLabs.com. Did you know that anger releases, stress and anger releases toxins into the body? They have the products to solve that. They're going to work with you inside out. Because good skin, you have to treat the beauty in treating the skin with a formula. And if you want to know just how great your choices are, look at the food on your plate and then look in the mirror and tell me how you look. Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Another extraordinary diva, Edith Nam, author of Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline, A Journey of Miles of Smiles, Positive Energy, Power, Hope, Health, and Happiness. Log on, enamm.com. Get the book. She's a survivor of thyroid, breast, colon, liver cancer. And if you would talk to her today, she's just so alive with energy. Take time to live our world in life. Have so much to give. Have to clean house with your toxic people. Adapt, pep, positive energy, power. Quitting your job could really help, but if you're a 9-to-5-er, stay that way. But if you're really having trouble paying your bills and you've been downsized, got the dreaded pink slip, are you a solopreneur? Are you retired? Make it a family affair. Look, there is a way that you could fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, pay your bills, and an opportunity to find out about you. What challenges you to make you a better person for a better world? What you do is log on to Letitia, LETECIA.myshackley.com. Let our voices be heard in solidarity. We women are very powerful, and the older we get, the more powerful we are. We can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways. More people than ever are becoming wealthy starting from nothing, and it could be you. It's pandemic. Make it. Get excited about the husband, the wife, the children, the grandchildren, the aunts, the uncles. You could start your own club. But you need the formula. You need the business formula. And yes, it is a business. Make it a family affair. Log on to Leticia, L-E-T-E-C-I-A .myshackley.com. And you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Two more numbers. I am an advocate on the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. Policy briefs and action alerts on Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and the Affordable Care Act. Legislative hotline to reach your elected office, officials in Congress and the White House. 800-998-0180. And if you want to get involved as a volunteer, call 800-998-0181. Hey, I'm telling you, greedy paws, sticky paws in Washington and the White House, it's our money. It's not yours. You can't use it. Absolutely not. No, though. No way. No way. We earned it the old-fashioned way. We worked for it. Did you hear me? We worked for it. You're listening to Live with Kathy. Backward, turn backward, O time in your flight. Take me back to November 10th, 1997, just for tonight. I'm typing this journal as I wrote it, beginning June 7th, 1984. Enjoy the journey with me. It was awesome. We didn't have computers. I had a typewriter. June 7th, 1984, 10:35 a.m. Writing this in a taxi to airport. This is not going to work. We'll continue at a more convenient place. Way too bumpy. Same day, Thursday, June 7th, 1:55 p.m., sitting at gate C6 tote bag with film weighs a ton. Hot and very windy in Chicago. The meeting with Marty Miller went very well, threw a whole new light on self-taught ink, direction with chin up. So far, everything about this trip has gone super smooth. I can't believe that 6 months have gone by. I remember in January 84. I don't know if it was Sharon or Marie-Pierre who mentioned the Kenya trip for me. I said, oh, it sounds great, but let me think about it. Why June is so far off? And then about the same time, Stephanie, a client of Kathy, came in and said, Kathy, you should apply for a passport. You never know when you may have a chance to go abroad. You should be prepared. Her boyfriend, Ron, was in the travel business. He has many tours going everywhere. Well, at some point, I don't know exactly when I made the decision to go to Africa. I mailed in my deposit, and voila, I was on my way. Next step, fill out passport application. Applied in purpose. By the way, gold-bordered certificates issued in 33 are not acceptable. I found out that while I was waiting in line in less than 40 minutes, back in a cab to my studio, lockbox key, Lakeshore Bank, got the correct birth certificate, made passport office in good time. They cut off at 4:15. Week later, received my passport. Wrong passport, right certificate. 2 weeks later, got mine. All of this took place early April. What was interesting is that I chose not to tell my clients until the last minute. Their reaction was varied. What? Where are you going to Africa? Oh, I wouldn't go there. Wow. What a super trip. I'd love to be going with you. Well, here I am, waiting to board for New York. Bo, our darling cat, is settled with Bill. Poor baby, he'll miss me. Until tomorrow at 8 a.m., make it a great day. Au revoir.